couple minutes to the top of the hour. Every Wednesday night at this time, we talk to one of our AnchorRising.com contributors. And Monique Chatier joins us tonight. Monique, does it annoy you when I say your name like that?
Oh, no, it sounds great.
Oh, well, thank you. I try to, try to let the name match the woman. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
What's going on at Anchor Rising today, Monique?
Well, I just put up a post in which I proposed to make an adjustment to state aid, which will go to Providence. And I'm certainly open to suggestion for any other city or town in Rhode Island which ought to have this looked at. But basically, as you know, WPRI, Tim White, mm-hmm. did an expose on all of the disability pension abuses mm-hmm. that went on basically for the past 18 or so years.
Right.
And my proposal is that we basically add that all up and deduct it from state aid that goes to Providence. I don't have all of the figures because some of it would involve some sort of in-depth research into personnel files also. But to take one example, they handed out disability pensions, which compound and therefore double every 11 years. Mm-hmm. So there are 108 retirees who are receiving monthly, and this is so crazy, monthly pensions between $10,000 and $14,000 a month.
And $14,000 a month?
Yep, that's correct.
Now, how disabled are these people?
Well, I don't know. That's another problem, is that there's apparently people who...
There's no review process or any kind of...
Right, right, exactly.
If it's, I would imagine if somebody's in a wheelchair because of, they're a police officer and they get shot,
right,
or they fell firefighter fell out of a building, then, that money is a necessity and I think owed to them.
Yes, absolutely.
But if it's just a guy who hurt his shoulder, who could now be a charter boat captain...
For example.
In Florida... maybe not so much.
That should be looked at, absolutely. But, so there are several problems here. Are they really disabled? But there was also a group of people who received compounded disability pensions, and that has added, this has added an enormous amount to the pension that they receive. So I've sort of done some rough numbers and calculated that out and determined that, that the amount of $7 million is excess and should be deducted from state aid to profit.
Wow.
And there are, there are other figures that can be...
That may actually happen.
My point is that Providence voters voted for elected officials who made this determination that they were going to be very loose with the definition of disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that the rest of the state should pay for that decision? This should be a bill that is for the city of Providence.
Monique, it's a great, great question. And I'll have everybody go and check it out at AnchorRising.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Monique. Monique Chartier from AnchorRising.com. Great political blog, just a phenomenal wealth of information, a lot of interesting topics and takes, and you can contribute as well.